The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Carrie Lawson from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I will be reading to you from Oprah Magazine. We're starting over in wellness. The 2024 Wellness Trends with Real Staying Power. They're not just fads, they're proven practices we're taking into 2025 and beyond. This article is by Cassie Hurwitz. Each year introduces a new kooky wellness trend, or several. Some of the weirder ones, remember Gwyneth Paltrow's jade egg? Fade into oblivion, as they should. But others endure, making their way from wellness influencers' feeds to the general public's medicine cabinet or pantry. This month, we culled the best gadgets, supplements, and ideas that hit our desks and inboxes over the past 12 months. We had one mission: uncover the wellness practices that may have started 2024 as trends, but will survive the year as bona fide health movements. Below, our top five. Trend number one, vagus nerve stimulation. Although scientists have studied it for centuries, 2024 was the year the vagus nerve went mainstream. Refresher, the vagus nerve connects the brain and the gut, touching the neck, chest, lungs, and digestive tract along the way. It plays a critical role in the nervous system, particularly with parasympathetic functions like calming down, digesting food, and keeping the immune system in check. Kevin Tracy, MD, President and CEO of the Feinstein Institutes for Medical Research and author of the forthcoming book, The Great Nerve, explains that vagus nerve stimulation through a medically implanted device has been studied for more than two decades. It's been proven to reduce inflammation and work against chronic conditions like depression, epilepsy, and rheumatoid arthritis. That's why, in 2024, everyone from psychiatrists to yoga instructors was sharing ways to tone your vagus nerve. Exercises designed to stimulate it include breathwork, humming, and cold plunges, as well as tried and true practices, like spending time with a loved one or listening to soothing music. The catch, though, is that you won't get instant gratification. Toning the vagus nerve takes time. The more you practice, the easier it'll be for your nervous system to regulate itself. So keep up the vagus nerve stimulation, and your body and brain will thank you long term. Trend number two, home diagnostic tests. Want to take health matters into your own hands? Now you can test everything from food sensitivities to blood glucose levels to colon cancer risk from the comfort of your home. DIY diagnostic tests are all the rage in the health and wellness world because they put control in the patient's hands. With so many women experiencing medical gaslighting, when they ask their doctors about nebulous symptoms, and so many people lacking access to health care, home tests offer a deep dive into what might be amiss. Some at-home tests, like UTI and yeast infection checkers, are more accurate. There's also an entire list of FDA-approved options. But not all tests provide accurate results. Food sensitivity tests are one culprit, and there's another issue, the cost. Home diagnostic tests can put you out up to $1,000 depending on the issue. That said, the movement is definitely here to stay. It's currently a $5 billion industry, and while some kinks need to be worked out, the popularity of these tests is a harbinger of what's to come. More power for patients and less medical gaslighting? Sign us up. Trend number 3, Gua Sha. You've probably seen videos of women wielding these funky-looking tools to de-puff and sculpt their faces and smooth fine lines. Sure, it could be editing magic, but Gua Sha, which derives from traditional Chinese medicine, actually provides benefits to your skin and what's underneath. These tools work because they improve circulation and lymphatic flow in your face and neck, explains Joseph Carrillo, a facial sculpting expert who uses the technique. Think of it as giving your skin a mini workout that lifts, sculpts, and drains puffiness. Using Gua Sha properly, you can follow along with how-to videos, releases tension, boosts blood flow, and encourages the skin's natural glow, says Carrillo. It also stimulates the lymphatic system, which helps reduce inflammation. That's a cure for your dreaded puffy eyes, but is also positive for your body's health overall. Remember, inflammation can lead to chronic illness. P.S. Gua Sha can also ease tension headaches and relieve sinus congestion, Carrillo says. Sounds like a lot of work, but it's actually quite soothing, like a mini face massage. Look for a Gua Sha tool in a cool, natural stone, like jade or rose quartz. Stainless steel is also a good option. Find our favorite tools here. Before using, make sure your face is clean and hydrated with an oil or serum for a smooth, tug-free glide. Trend number 4, magnesium. Remember the Sleepy Girl mocktail? It may have been a flash in the pan, but one of the main ingredients, magnesium, isn't. The mineral actually provides many benefits, like promoting relaxation, supporting improved energy, and decreasing inflammation, says Allison Arnett, a registered dietitian and nutrition sciences lecturer at the University of New Haven. It's recommended for people going through menopause or with conditions like insomnia, migraine, anxiety, or depression. And most women ingest 100 milligrams less per day from their diets than the FDA recommends. Some symptoms of deficiency are fatigue, muscle weakness, constipation, and cramps. But those can also be symptoms of other conditions, says Arnett, so check with the doctor first. You can raise your magnesium level through diet by adding foods like spinach, lentils, chia seeds, almonds, and edamame. But for a guaranteed boost, take a magnesium supplement or a multivitamin with magnesium. Arnett encourages consulting a doctor or dietitian before adding it to your routine. Once you're approved, there are several forms. Magnesium glycinate is best for calming. Take it right before you sleep. And L-threonate is ideal for combating brain fog in the morning. Trend number 5, sleep divorces. Maybe your idea of romance is falling asleep next to your partner, nested like spoons or intertwined like a pretzel. Or maybe, like any couples that's been together more than 10 years, you know that in order to keep the romance alive, you have to sleep apart. Whether drifting off in separate rooms or snuggling under separate duvets, the Scandinavian method, more and more couples are saying see ya at bedtime. And guess what? It works. We have multiple accounts of couples literally saving their marriages thanks to a sleep divorce. If you've been having some problems, a snoring spouse, severe night sweats, or some other non-sleep issue, we encourage you to give it a shot. Throw those romantic ideals out the window and channel the Dick Van Dyke Show. Goodbye, 3 a.m. wake-ups. So we're heading over to skin and makeup with an accompanying article from the one we just read about Gua Sha tools. This one is called 13 Gua Sha Facial Tools Every Beauty Lover Wants. The TCM tool is way more than a social media trend. This article is by Mary L. Marlies and Lindy Siegel. Despite the recent spike in popularity, Gua Sha is a centuries-old practice originating in traditional Chinese medicine. The facial tool helps to give your face a more sculpted look by stimulating deeper tissue to release lymphatic drainage, which helps depuff, but that's not all. So it lists the best Gua Sha tools. Under Best Budget is the MEI Apothecary Mini Rose Quartz Gua Sha Facial Massage Beauty Tool. It's $8 at Walmart. It says, why we love it, made of real rose quartz, what to consider smaller than a regular Gua Sha tool. This little tool may be small, but it's mighty. Use it in place of your regular Gua Sha when you're traveling, or as an auxiliary one when you're at home and need something a bit smaller to get into those ultra-tense muscles, see the jaw or by the temples. We think it's the perfect little add-on to your routine at home or away, and it costs less than $10 to boot. The second best budget tool is the Best Metal Gua Sha Face Gym Multi-Sculpt. It's $66 at Sephora, $69 at Cult Butte, that's B-E-A-U-T, and $69 at facegym.com. Why We Love It has six different edges, what to consider, it's expensive. A lot of skincare enthusiasts prefer a metal Gua Sha tool as they tend to be heavier than jade or quartz and also stay colder longer. This version from Face Gym is weighty, but not unnecessarily so. Are you new to Gua Sha or lymphatic drainage? The brand ingeniously also includes a QR code on the enclosed pouch that demonstrates 10 different techniques you can try out with your new tool. Number 3, best for the scalp, ACT plus ACRE Scalp Gua Sha. It's $48 at Amazon, $48 at Saks Fifth Avenue, and $48 at Skin Store. Why We Love It, targeted for the sensitive scalp area, what to consider, the shape is more limiting. Scalp massager has tons of benefits, from boosting circulation and stimulating hair growth to simply feeling heavenly. This Gua Sha is designed specifically for the scalp. Try it when you've just applied hair oil to help massage in the product, or anytime you're especially stressed or have a headache. One thing to note, the scalp is sensitive, so be gentle to optimize the feel-good benefits. The fourth one on the best budget list is best for sore muscles, Chill House Muscle Muse White Jade Body Stone Gua Sha. It's $38 at Revolve and $38 at Free People. Why We Love It, easy to grip. What to consider, can only be used on larger areas of the body. This groovy-looking tool may have a different look than other Gua Shas on this list, but it maintains the same muscle-relaxing vibes. Made from white jade, you simply drag it along areas that need to, well, chill in short strokes for up to 5 minutes each. We especially like to use it on the shoulders, neck, and calves. It's like your own masseuse. So the benefits of Gua Sha. When a centuries-old practice is still relevant today, it's for good reason. To explain how Gua Sha works, you first need to know about fascia, a thin layer of connective or fibrous tissue surrounding our muscles. When fascia gets tense, it can restrict blood flow and lymphatic drainage, says Toronto-based board-certified dermatologist Dr. Geeta Yadav. That last name is spelled Y-A-D-A-V. Stimulating our facial fascia helps relax the face, facilitate blood flow, and promote lymphatic drainage for healthier-looking skin. Immediately, the skin should appear more vibrant due to the increase in blood flow and circulation. This will also promote better absorption of your topical skincare products, and you'll be able to see a subtly sculpted appearance. Over time, you can expect an improvement in your overall skin texture and tone. Long-term benefits come from the consistent relaxing of facial muscles, delaying the formation of deep-set wrinkles, explains Morgan Rackley, licensed esthetician at Luminous Skin Atlanta Med Spa. However, it's important to note that gua sha is not a medically proven therapy for dermatologic conditions. The modality might create temporary petechia, broken vessels, and bruising to the skin, says California-based board-certified dermatologist Karen Campbell, MD, or it can even result in broken blood vessels and make skin conditions worse. She adds there is some science behind the use of it for muscle pain and aches, but not for skin-related issues or anti-aging. What to consider? Gua sha tools are often made from semi-precious stones like quartz or jade, so they retain their temperature for a long period of time. They can also be metal or, in some cases, glass. Before performing gua sha, a few things to keep in mind. Make sure your face is freshly cleansed, and then apply a gentle oil or serum to help the tool glide smoothly. Not too much oil, though, maybe 4 to 6 drops, depending on the thickness of the oil, says Morgan Rackley, a licensed esthetician and owner of Luminous Skin Atlanta, and be sure to include your neck. Starting from the center of the face and working your way out, gently glide the tool across the contours of your face, explains board-certified dermatologist Geeta Yadav, MD. Then work from your jawline down your neck toward your clavicle. Experts recommend repeating this pattern at least 3 times. Often you'll notice that there are divots or curves in the flat-shaped tool, which are best used along the jawline, cheekbones, and brow bones. The smoother sides of the gua sha facial tools can be used along the forehead, neck, and flatter areas of the face. Parts of this article were edited due to time. We're over in Word of the Week. Kin keeping. Are you the designated memory maker in your family? This article is by Cassie Hurwitz. Kin keeping. Ah, the holidays. A festive blur of movie marathons, matching reindeer pajamas, and midnight toasts. But guess what? Those activities don't plan themselves. There's usually one person making sure everyone else revels in the season, and that person is called the kinkeeper. Kinkeeping is the process of strengthening, developing, and maintaining family relationships and bonds, says Jamie Zuckerman, a licensed clinical psychologist and host of the podcast, Next Up, Narcissism. It's the scaffolding support of the family. Kinkeeping isn't just about holiday rituals. It includes daily to-dos like planning play dates or comforting a child and weightier tasks like managing family medical histories and keeping the peace during the drama. And it usually falls to the woman in a family, be it a mother, grandmother, aunt, or older sister, because much of it happens behind the scenes. Kinkeeping is a form of invisible labor, says Zuckerman. It involves navigating the personalities, preferences, and opinions of multiple players all at the same time. It can be overwhelming and often feels thankless. If you are the kinkeeper in your family, let people know if you're feeling overwhelmed. You don't have to do everything for everyone. Delegate based on interests and preferences to make the work feel less of a strain, Zuckerman says. Yes, maybe you like things done a certain way, but you and your partner both know that they can just as easily book a restaurant or hotel block for the next family reunion. And if you aren't the kinkeeper, step it up. Offer to help out this holiday season and beyond. This next article comes from Lifestyle and Wholeness. How to Live in the Moment, from Experts Who Really Do. Gail King, Mel Robbins, Martha Beck, and others share their advice. This article is by Cassie Hurwitz. Living in the moment is easier said than done. Who could focus on the here and now when there are a million things to plan, worry about, and regret? The importance of presence, the ability to be in the moment without anticipating what's next or wishing for a do-over of the past, has been the subject of philosophers and spiritual practitioners from time immemorial. In order to crack the code on turning off all the minutiae and finding peace with where we are right now, we turn to the happiest people, those authors, life coaches, and modern-day gurus we know. Self-loathing, self-hatred, self-doubt, all the dark forces we loose upon ourselves only increase when we fight them. They're good at fighting. They fight back. What they need is not a common enemy, but a common friend. And that friend is kindness. No matter how angry you are at yourself, offer kindness to the aspect of you that's angry. No matter how fearful you are, offer kindness to the part that's afraid. The power of your own kindness will astonish you. No anger, fear, or grief can survive its gentle presence. And it is always present. Find it now. Use it now. Welcome home now. Martha Beck, life coach and author of Beyond Anxiety. I'm in the moment when my thoughts are quiet. And the most powerful way to quiet my thoughts is to face my feelings. It took me some time to see this, but obsessive thinking protects me from the pain of feeling. So when I'm able to face the feelings, my obsessive thoughts lose their purpose. My mind gets quiet, and I'm in the moment. Tom Rosschert, author of Chasing Peace. So many people spend so much time searching for the next big or best thing when, quite often, it's happening right now without you noticing it. Life is really made up of everyday moments, and it's important to remember you're living in your dreams right now. Upon reflection, the moments you thought were no big deal at the time can turn out to be the best moments of your life. Don't take your right now for granted. Gail King, Oprah Daily's editor-at-large and host of CBS Morning. The best way I've found to live in the moment is to build a life you love living and that's uniquely well-suited to you, a life you actually want to be present for. I used to have a great-on-paper life that felt far from great inside. It was incredibly challenging to stay in the moment because I was miserable in the moment. And so, of course, my mind was constantly trying to escape it. Once I did the work to create a life that filled me up, living in the moment became a delight instead of a punishment. Megan Hellerer, life coach and author of Directional Living. My son has a degenerative and fatal disease. So the present moment is sometimes a painful one to inhabit. And yet, spiraling into the regrets of the past or fears of the future are not helpful places to be. Turning towards my life instead of away is how I found deep, enduring joy. Two of the most powerful ways I do that are through gratitude and movement. Gratitude reminds me that no matter how painful a moment is, there is indestructible goodness right here. Right now. And moving my body gets me out of my head and into my body, where I feel most alive, where my pain and also all of my joy lives. This moment in front of me is always the one where I feel most vibrantly alive. Tanmeet Sethi, MD, author of Joy is My Justice. And that last name is spelled S-E-T-H-I. Instead of rushing through chores, dishwashing, cleaning the house, doing the laundry, I use that time to be present. I've even come to call it the joy of the mundane. Stephen Petro, journalist and author of The Joy You Make. There is a Zen saying that encapsulates the need to live in the moment, to take action in the time and place where you find yourself, right here, right now, this you. We are only capable of living now in this moment. The self that existed a second ago is gone, and there is no guarantee that your current self will exist a second from now. Likewise, you can only be in the place where you are right now. That is to say, the core truth of life is that all we have is the now. We must understand this simple truth on a deep level. When we do, we can greatly reduce the amount of time we spend regretting the past, worrying about the future, and brooding, doubting, or agonizing. There is action you can take now. Put all your energy into it. This is what it means to be alive. Excerpted from the How to Let Things Go by Zen Buddhist Shunmyo Masuno, and that's spelled S-H-U-N-M-Y-O. The last name is M-A-S-U-N-O. The secret to living in the moment is to stop trying to control everything and everyone around you. You waste so much time and energy focused on other people, and it's robbing you from being present and focused in your life. If your friends don't invite you somewhere, let them. If your mom says something that annoys you, let her. When you let other people live their lives, your life gets better. When you stop gripping so tightly, you'll feel a surprising sense of freedom and peace. Mel Robbins, podcast host and author of The Let Them Theory. One simple way to bring ourselves into the present moment is to ground ourselves in the body, turning into the experiences of the senses for initial access. The body has not always been a safe space for many to inhabit, and yet, since our body is here, aligning ourselves with that experience allows us to be in the moment. One aspect of the process of dying is coming home into the body, being intimately familiar with its desires, needs, and its impermanence. These bodies are how we live, how we experience this magical playground of Earth, and also where we will die. Alua Arthur, death doula and author of Briefly, Perfectly Human. I'm addicted to surprise. I love a juicy plot twist or flash of insight. I'm a big deliverer that we're always one unexpected ingredient away from a new angle, idea, or path. But those flashes are easy to miss when we're not paying attention. Two surefire ways that bring me back to presence are curiosity and creativity, meeting each moment with a beginner's mind and the spirit of possibility. This frees me from the trap of my thoughts. Stories about the past or fears about the future. Seeing situations through a lens of questions, wonder, and opportunity opens me up to the inspiration and aliveness that's always available to us, if only we are available to seeing and seizing it. Bonnie Wan, brand strategist and author of The Life Brief. I've learned hundreds of insights since my health diagnosis of terminal colon cancer more than 5 years ago. I was told that I had about a 13% chance of surviving to the 5-year mark back then. So everything about this is kind of extraordinary. I inhabit this limited space living while aware that I'm dying. This is true for everybody, but it's not abstract for me. Three pieces of magic have revealed themselves to me. One, we're all going to have mountains to climb in our lives. Some chapters are going to involve suffering. Two, the miracles sit right next to the heartbreak. Look for them. Some might seem mundane, but they're not. They are revelatory. Three, when you witness the miracles, gratitude enters and fear exits. Amy Lowe, author of The Brave In-Between, passed away just weeks after sharing this sentiment. Read her blog, Postcards from the Mountain. Being in nature always clears my mind. Walking through the woods or sitting quietly outside brings the world around me into sharper focus. Whether it's spotting a cardinal perched on a branch, hearing the rhythmic drumming of a woodpecker, or feeling the warmth of the sun on my skin, each experience draws me into the here and now. These moments are when I feel most present and most inspired, offering clarity and grounding that I carry into both my life and my work. Elizabeth Gray, CEO of the Audubon Society. We can stay in the moment by elevating those around us. Expressing kudos and appreciation doesn't just lift others up, but it also grounds us. Each morning, reach out to one person and applaud them for a task well done, or thank them for making your life better. By uplifting others daily, you center yourself. Adam Galinsky, social psychologist and author of Inspire. I use all of my senses to bring myself back to the present moment. It's so much more powerful than just thinking yourself to be in the here and now. Try this. Close your eyes. Breathe slowly in and out through your nose. Let your ears open like microphones and allow all of the sounds that you hear to float in. Slowly turn into the sound that is furthest away. It could be a car driving past, someone talking in the street, or the sounds of birds flying past. Be with this for a few breaths. Now tune your ears to a sound that is slightly closer and stay on it for a few breaths. Keep going until you can hear the sound that is closest to you. When you are done, open your eyes and sense how you feel. Is your mind calmer? Nahid De Belagion, somatic movement expert and author of Soothe. That name is spelled N-A-H-I-D, then D-E, then B-E-L-G-E-O-N-N-E. We're heading over into Oprah's printed magazine edition, Let It Go, Your Guide to a Simpler, More Serene Life. One little short article is Silent Treatment, A Few Ways to Create a More Quiet Environment. Given the din of the modern world, it's tempting to dismiss noise as something to get used to. But research suggests that noise raises our blood pressure and heart rate, while causing hormonal changes with potential far-reaching consequences, including anxiety, stress, nausea, headaches, sexual impotence, and neurosis. These strategies can turn down the volume in your life. Tell your local officials that noise is a health issue and ask for noise ordinances to be enforced. Visit Noise-Free America for examples of effective noise laws. Noisefree.org. Double-pane windows can seal out a significant amount of outside noise, while carpeting and wall hangings help quiet things inside. Check decibel ratings when shopping for appliances. Consumer Reports is a good source of independent ratings. Set your car to lock silently without a chirp, horn beep, or other noise. Quieter lawn care alternatives include push or battery-powered mowers, and rakes, brooms, and leaf netting versus a leaf blower. Protect your hearing. Carry foam earplugs so they're handy when you need them. Seek quiet places like our national parks and advocate for their protection. The next article is Keep Body and Soul Together. Try these physical techniques to release trapped emotional stress. Personal trainer Ulrich Bien-Aimé had been working with harried corporate executives for years when he noticed something interesting. Many of his clients complained of feeling both physical and emotional stress in their lower back. When we're anxious or stressed, many of us don't breathe or contract our abdominal muscles properly, and tension builds up, says Bien-Aimé. To help clients release trapped energy, he made these four moves mandatory. Hold each pose for 15 seconds. Number 1. Start by lying on your back with your legs straight and your hands on your abdomen, about 2 inches below your navel. Inhale slowly through your nostrils and focus on pulling in your belly. Exhale gradually while pushing your abdomen toward your back. Number 2. Next, bring your knees to your chest while continuing to inhale and exhale. Remember not to hold your breath. Whenever you exert energy, exhale. Number 3. Place your leg straight on the floor. Then lift your right leg and bend it at the knee so your leg is at a 90-degree angle to the floor. Bring your right knee across your body until it touches the floor, making sure your shoulders remain flat. With your left hand, push down your knee to increase the stretch. Mirror this exercise on your left side. Number 4. Finally, lie flat on your back and pull in your feet until the soles are touching to create a diamond shape with your legs. Spread your knees as far apart as possible and apply pressure with your hands. Pay attention to the parts of your body that begin to feel a release. Those are the places you tend to trap tension. Peace out, Tibetan style. For most of us, the word massage conjures up the image of a two-person activity, but the Tibetan relaxation method called Kumnye, and that's K-U-M-N-Y-E, is a solitary effort derived from 1,200-year-old Buddhists' teachings. Tibetan Buddhist monk Tarhang Tulku, and that's T-A-R-T-H-A-N-G-T-U-L-K-U, author of Tibetan Relaxation, writes that Kumnye helps awaken both flesh and spirit. Like many Buddhist practices, it can guide you to a more centered, harmonious existence. Your health, peace, and happiness are literally in your own hands. You can try Kumnye with an exercise called Energizing the Hands, adapted from Tibetan Relaxation. Lightly coat your hands with massage oil, then sit with a straight back, arms at your sides, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Lift your hands, bending your elbows until they are at a 45-degree angle. Your hands should be at chest level, palms open and facing slightly upward. Gently cup each hand. See if you can feel energy running through your fingertips and into your body. Then turn your hands over, palms down, and lay one on top of the other. Rub the back of each hand hard and fast with the opposite palm. Then rub your palms together until they both feel hot. Now return to the first position with your palms open. This next article is called Things That Make You Go, Ah. Are you tired, wired, and at your wit's end? Then try this. Soak in a jacuzzi, walk the dog, watch your hibiscus grow, and never, ever forget Ella Fitzgerald. Writer Judith Newman shows you how to give peace a chance. What's the optimal number of thoughts a woman should be juggling when she shares an intimate moment with her husband? I'm not sure, but I know the number is not, say, 40,000. As my brain nattered on last night, is the dog whimpering, or is that one of the babies? Did I forget to pay the credit card bill? I realized the secret to ruining a good time is being unable to live in the present, to bring one's mind into alignment with one's body and detach from the onslaught of stress. These days, there are so many stressors, says Tara Golofsky, PhD, a former researcher at the Center for Stress and Anxiety Disorders in Albany, New York, now at Boston University, Chobanian and Avedisian School of Medicine. Our bodies experience a kind of chronic arousal that contributes to the breakdown of the immune system and to cardiovascular disease, headaches, and so forth. It's like gunning your engine for too long. You've got to give it a rest. Which is where soothers come in. Most of us have some trick for halting that internal monologue that causes our hearts to thump and our brows to furrow. So I asked the busiest women I knew, friends, family, co-workers, what they do to turn off their engines, and then I asked experts why those soothers work. I open my mouth very wide, stick out my tongue, and shake my head rapidly from side to side while loudly saying la 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 la. Note, I never perform this ritual in public. It's no surprise that belting out R-E-S-P-E-C-T at a local karaoke bar originated among businessmen in Japan who live in a pressure cooker. Shouting or singing loudly is a process of letting go, says New York yoga instructor Carol Dickman, whose audio tapes include bedtop yoga and in-flight yoga. Here's why. When you're blowing off steam, you're also sucking in oxygen, infusing yourself with it, which is known to relax the body. At the same time, you're counteracting the shallow, rapid chest puffing that is a hallmark of anxiety. I reach for the Nilla wafers dunked in chocolate, or mac and cheese, or s'mores. Whatever it is that reminds you of being full, safe, and home can be comforting. Just don't shovel down too much or you'll feel guilt stress. When you're full, there's an enhancement of endorphins, which are narcotics, says Alan R. Hirsch, MD director of the Smell and Taste Treatment and Research Foundation in Chicago. Some foods, he adds, have a specific effect on brain chemistry. Chocolate contains compounds that raise serotonin levels, which creates a natural euphoria. Like anyone who's ever had a champagne truffle didn't know that. I indulge in a manicure or pedicure. It's not the glossy lacquer that puts us in a pleasant frame of mind, though some of us think a few coats of cherub pink are reason for rejoicing. Rather, it's the caressing of the digits. Massage has been shown in countless studies to reduce blood pressure, and it also seems to ease anxiety. In a study at the University of Miami's Touch Research Institute, 26 subjects received a massage in a chair twice a week, while 24 people were told just to relax in their chairs for 15 minutes. After 5 weeks, the massaged subjects scored significantly lower on tests for depression and job stress. I rent When Harry Met Sally or some other romantic comedy I've seen 100 times. Law and Order is also great. That show is so cookie-cutter, it's almost hypnotic. One surefire formula for revitalizing the burned-out soul is formula itself. Predictability gives us a sense of control, and says the University of Missouri's Golofsky, creating a sense of control over seemingly uncontrollable things is soothing for many people in and of itself. Throw a few jokes in and you've got a full-strength anti-stress medicine. In Anatomy of an Illness, published in 1979, Norman Cousins explained how watching funny movies by the hour helped him recover from a degenerative arthritic disease. He called laughter internal jogging. Since then, many scientists have investigated its healing powers. Lee S. Burke, MPH, and Stanley Tran, PhD, members of the Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor, for example, have shown that laughter decreases hormones we release when we're under stress. It also tunes up the activity of the immune system's natural killer cells, which defend the body against disease. I talk out my troubles with my golden retriever, Beauregard, while he cheerfully pees on a neighbor's chrysanthemums. I think of this as a way of getting all of my ions aligned the way we aligned mental shavings with magnets in the seventh grade. In test after test, pets have been proven to lower their owner's blood pressure and decrease anxiety. For one experiment, husbands and wives were asked to perform a series of stressful tasks in various settings, alone, together with their spouse, with the spouse and a dog, and with the dog alone. The most stressful circumstance? When the wife and husband were together. The least stressful? When the person was alone with his or her best four-legged friend. Pets let us express emotions we may be too inhibited to share with humans, according to experts from Pet Partners, a nonprofit organization devoted to improving human health through service and therapy animals. Incidentally, the creature in question needn't be cute and furry. In one study, a man who owned a snake showed that he, too, had reduced blood pressure when petting his scaly compadre. I dig in the garden looking at an oak or a willow tree is like Xanax with leaves. The human need to connect with nature is profound. Wordsworth summed it up when he wrote about looking upon a field of daffodils. A poet could not but be gay. In such a jocund company, I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. Time and again, plants have been shown to help people deal with discomfort. A well-known 1984 study conducted at the University of Delaware found that hospital patients in rooms with a view of trees needed less pain medication than those in rooms with a brick wall. More recently, in 1996, horticulture researchers at Washington State University asked subjects to identify symbols on a computer in a room with plants, and then to perform the task in the same room without plants. Their blood pressure went up only 2 points when surrounded by greenery, as compared with 4 points without the plants. Gong music puts me into the zone. According to one gong-friendly internet site, the gong is the only instrument that the mind has no defense against. Allow it to massage you on a molecular level. Well, maybe it won't shiatsu your molecules, but some researchers say its vibrations could, like drumming, produce an increase in alpha and theta brainwaves, which occur in a meditative state. If you can't get to a gong master, try an album like Devya Presents The Power of the Gong. I lay my hand on my heart. Some nervous souls might find this stress-provoking. Is my heart beating too fast? Too slow? Oh my God, it skipped a beat. But it's a classic form of biofeedback. Feeling the heartbeat reassures us that all systems are go, calming the body and regulating our breathing. Another mini-relaxation suggests by experts at Harvard Medical School to try, if you've got only a minute, place your hand just beneath your navel and breathe in. Feel your belly inflate. Pause for a count of three. Breathe out. Feel your belly deflate. Pause for three counts. Softening your stomach, continue breathing this way. Simply touching yourself settles the body. The Touch Research Institute has found that the laying on of hands relieves anxiety in preterm newborns, elderly Alzheimer's patients, and everyone in between. Any type of simple repetitive motion, if you focus your mind on it, can be a powerful anxiety reducer. According to researchers at Harvard Medical School's Mind/Body Medical Institute, for some 30 years, Benson has studied what he calls the relaxation response, a meditative state you can easily slip into by repeating a word, phrase, or muscular activity, then focusing on the repetition, disregarding the litany of thoughts that inevitably come to mind. Regularly practicing the relaxation response, or any kind of meditation for that matter, has been shown to lower the heart rate and blood pressure and build resiliency to stress. Clean surroundings also help create a sense of peace. You can't rest with clutter around you, says Maria Siller, that's C-I-L-L-E-R, author of Sync Reflections, Fly Lady's Baby Step Guide to Overcoming Chaos. I reach for a glass of red wine and a little Ella. No thing more excellent nor more valuable than wine was ever granted upon mankind by God. So said Plato, presumably a guy you can trust. In moderate doses, alcohol, the occasional drink or two at dinner, more, and your sleep may be interrupted, is a relaxant and a mood enhancer. Did you catch the word moderate? Red wine is also good for the heart, lowering a total cholesterol and raising HDL, the good cholesterol. As for Ella, in studies with patients undergoing everything from chemotherapy to orthodonture, music has been shown to reduce both anxiety and the perception of pain. You didn't think your dentist was playing Girl from Ipanema over and over for his own benefit, did you? I keep candles lit on the coffee table. Watching an object that's moving but not moving, a crackling fire, candle, lava lamp, fish tank, even an ant farm, provides a mild form of self-hypnosis, unwinding the mind and decelerating the body. Not that these pleasant, trance-like state is in fact a trance, but the ability of hypnosis, hypnos is Greek for sleep, to reduce pain and anxiety is well documented. I make love with my boyfriend. Do we really need to explain this? This next article is Tea Time. In a one-room home in India, Oprah learned just how powerful a cup of chai can be. Years ago, I met a family in India whose entire home consisted of one 10-by-10-foot room. This husband and wife ate, slept, and raised their three daughters crammed into a space so tiny they didn't even have room to change their minds. But they did have chai. As we sat together on the floor, the husband reached behind the scrap of cloth that curtained off most of their few possessions, pulled out a tea set that had probably been around for generations, and proceeded to brew me the most incredible cup of chai I've ever experienced. Was it the pungent mix of spices or the open-hearted welcome that made it so unforgettable? I asked the man how he made it, but he only smiled and said, matter-of-factly, "Tea is just a part of our lives." I came home from that trip obsessed with making tea a bigger part of my life. I searched for the perfect blend of pepper and ginger, cardamom and cinnamon, black tea, white tea, rose petals, and orange and lemon peel, the way some women search for their signature scent. I learned to boil purified water at just the right temperature, 212 degrees for black leaves, 175 degrees for white and green. At the same time, I steam the almond milk. I found that frothing the milk makes it feel like a special occasion, and that splurging on 2% milk might just be the ultimate indulgence. There's a certain beauty, a sense of order that I began to discover in the tea-making process. I wake up every day. I pray, or I meditate. I take in the silence, and then I start the tea. As the tea steeps, my head clears. As the flavors develop, my thoughts come into focus. I get centered. I get calm. I get ready for whatever the day is going to bring. I like how the steam swirls and disappears. The woodsy, citrusy, spicy floral fragrance. The way the translucent amber color turns creamy beige with milk. I like spooning a stiff dollop of foam on top. The feel of the mug in my hands. I use the same mug every day. I carry it from city to city, whether I'm in India, South Africa, or a hotel room in France. I'm hanging on to my little canister of chai. My infuser, my teapot, my mug, my sense of continuity, my small taste of home. And when I'm at home, tea is something that I love to share. I've got Stedman hooked. I make it for the folks who work with me, for the security guys. I'll offer a cup to the woman who walks my dogs. I hope I'm carrying the spirit of hospitality, humility, and generosity that the Hedges, that wonderful family in India, offered me in their humble, love-filled home. It feels like an honor to share a cup of tea with other people. It feels like an act of grace. Back over in Oprah's digital, Oprah Daily site, we're on Culture and News and Books. Barack Obama shares his favorite books of the year. How many of his top titles have you read? This article is by Charlie Burlock. It's officially the most wonderful time of the year. Barack Obama just shared his highly anticipated list of his favorite reads of 2024. I always look forward to sharing my annual list of favorite books, movies, and music. The former president wrote in the caption to his posts on Instagram, X, and Facebook, "Today, I'll start by sharing some of the books that have stuck with me long after I finished reading them." Let's take a closer look at the stories that got stuck in Obama's head this year. As usual, the former president proved he has excellent literary taste. although we may be a bit biased as there's a fair amount of overlap between the former president's recommendations and our own best books of the year lists. For the most part, Obama's list highlights newly published books he did let a couple of last year's releases sneak in. In Orbital, that's O-R-B-I-T-A-L, one of our favorite books of 2023, author Samantha Harvey takes readers on board a cramped space station with six members of an international mission as they rotate the Earth 16 times in 24 hours. Through their eyes, we watch typhoons grow in the Pacific, packs of noodles float in zero gravity, and continents whirr by. In Ascension by Martin McInnes, and that's M-A-C-I-N-N-E-S, is another 2023 release and another otherworldly adventure. This literary sci-fi novel follows Lee, a young scientist exploring a newly discovered trench on the floor of the Atlantic Ocean. She hopes to find signs of Earth's earliest life forms, but instead finds evidence that turns her understanding of the planet and herself upside down. While last year's list skewed heavily toward deeply researched investigations like Matthew Desmond's Poverty by America, this year's is evenly divided between fiction and nonfiction. We were excited to see that the former Commander-in-Chief is also a Sally Rooney fan. Rooney is known for her romances, and while there's plenty of passionate and complex couplings in Intermezzo, the central love story is between two brothers reeling in the aftermath of their father's death. Unlike the typical Rooney characters, these raw grievers don't have the luxury of inhibition, romantic or otherwise. The result is electric. We counted Intermezzo as one of the most moving books of 2024. Parts of this article were edited due to time. We've run out of time for today's episode of Oprah Magazine. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Carrie Lawson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Again, that's ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Again, that number, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.